The destructive practices to our Constitution are moving forward because of the moderation of our modern conservatives and their media outlets. Among modern conservatives, they are not the opposite of liberals. Today's conservatism is really only a reaction to a political philosophy, and a very weak one at that. In essence, friends, the modern-day conservatives are fraternizing with the enemy of your country.
Can a man who essentially agrees with President Obama on all the key issues realistically become the Republican nominee for president?
For example, why do the modern conservatives always capitulate or surrender to the emotions of the socialists when it comes to the law?
Mitt Romney believes in all these things, but here's the crusher. So does President Obama. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them.
Did they forget that hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify the Constitution that they so easily forfeit at every constitutional challenge? And that's even if the Constitution is brought up, which in most cases it's not. Why are they ashamed of the moral absolutes that they claim to stand for? The deception is modern conservatives don't really take an opposite view from liberals, only a slightly slower path in the same direction and same destination as liberals. And at the end of the day, they come to the same conclusion and America loses.
What will happen if we are left with a choice among the major party candidates of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? I have argued, Jake, that they are closer to each other than either of them is to Ron Paul or any of the founding fathers.
Today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals. If we want our rights restored, then we'd better start electing God-fearing constitutionalists who are not willing to go along to get along. Conservative defines in Webster's 1828 as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Friends, salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. Who said that we were to be the salt of the earth? Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." The conservatives of today have lost their savor and have allowed the Constitution to be trampled under the foot of government corruption. And speaking of corruption in our government, why have the American people thrown off the option of impeachment? Corrupt politicians are not allotted the duration of their term to destroy the Constitution, while the American people are taught by the modern conservatives to sit back and allow it to take place. Republics have been destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and it is the duty of every American in this country to throw off tyranny in our government. Thomas Jefferson rightly stated, "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government." So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Have you ever taken the time to notice in America that the modern-day conservatives always complain about the left while they debate away the pith and marrow of who we are as a people? And in the end, the left wins the day only to show the hypocrisy of the modern-day conservative? America? There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing at all times. Let me turn the lights on here for you for a minute. We have one Constitution, not two. The two-party system gives the impression to the American people that the left can do what they want to do when they are in power, and the right can do what they want to do when they are in power. Well, let me set the record straight. They're both wrong. The Constitution is the Constitution. The law is the law. Truth is truth, and truth is not changed by our opinions. Truth changes our opinions to fit our truths. It is okay, friends, to have different opinions as long as we are rooted in the same principles. And it's our principles that the modern-day conservative is surrendering through debating our Constitution away with their own opinions. How many times have you seen the modern conservatives during one of their debates with the left, as they call it, interject the law or the Constitution? Thank God people are waking up to this truth. A thing is either true or false of itself, and it is neither made true or false by our views or opinions. Besides, opinions have influence on our opinions, and we can see what the modern-day conservatives
have done with the
opinions
of both sides. We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'll tell you what, today has been a day of days. I want to show you something on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have done. You are to judge us by the fruit that hangs on our tree, Matthew 7:16-20. But today is a day of days. Today, I seen this post right here, and it's a picture of a golden calf with Donald Trump's face on it, and it shows a bunch of mega people around it worshiping, right? Well, it's interesting because when I seen that, I just thought, you know, isn't this interesting how people are truly worshiping this man? This is the voice of a God, not a man. Acts 12:22. This is the history of the downfall of countries. It absolutely is. Nobody can prove otherwise. That's a fact. But what was interesting about it is a guy says to me, he said, Bradley, you're an idiot. He said, we support President Trump. We bow before God's throne. Well, I told him, I said, if you were bowing before God's throne, you wouldn't be supporting President Trump. You wouldn't be supporting Joe Biden. You wouldn't be supporting any of those hand-selected puppeteers that have been offered to you by the mainstream media that you don't believe in, saith 94% of the American people. Okay? That's all I said. So, in other words, if you want to get rid of the God that man has made, then get back to the God that made man, because that's who we are. Let me give you a parable of sorts. Let's say Joe Biden's driving down the street and he's going 40 miles an hour. That's against the law because it's under the speed limit, right? Let's say Donald Trump's on the other side of the road and he's going 75 into 55. They're both breaking the law. And then here comes this police officer. He pulls them both over. But because he doesn't like Joe Biden, he just kicks him to the curb and drops the law upon him. He brings about judgment. But because he likes Donald Trump, he doesn't say anything to Donald Trump and he lets him go. Is that cop a good cop? Now put yourself in the place of being that police officer, Americans, because you are the law in this country under God.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we would all look at that cop and say the cop is just corrupt. Well, let me go ahead and add insult to injury. Now, this is where I'm going to win people if you listen and see the thought through with me. This is where I'm going to win people. What if I told you the police officer and both party systems were completely unconstitutional? They didn't exist. They're completely fake. Well, guess what, friends? That's what I am telling you. They are adding insult to injury by creating, as George Orwell declared, they've created a constitutional system or a political system where they have made lies to sound truthful. Matter of fact, I had a guy online today reach out and say, Bradley Dean, are you a Christian? And I didn't know who he was. And so I asked the question again, what is it that you need? And he said to me, that he just wants to know if I'm a Christian. At the end of the 5-minute delay, I told him, yes, I'm a Christian. Bradley Dean is a Christian, absolutely. And then he said back to me, now I want to say this, I have mercy here because he truly didn't know. He said to me, then why is it that you're voting for a Democrat? Do you see how the system of divide and conquer is set up? If you don't go along with the one that everybody's going along with, then somehow or another, you're a part of the wrong team. Didn't Jesus say a house divided against itself shall not stand? That's exactly what it says. Now, let me ask you another question. Going back to who we are and what it is that we're called to do as Americans, because if you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, friends, I want you to understand, again, that our rights come from God. You can go back to the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed. Our rights come from God. And those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. Okay? The American people, having forgotten now that they are the law, have now given themselves over 101 unconstitutional parties that don't exist. Hey, folks, the Democratic Party doesn't exist any more than the Constitutional Party exists. And again, we have been warned of this long ago. I want to give you a quote from one of our founding forefathers, namely the President of the United States of America, George Washington. He was here during the founding era. He was a war hero. He's the one that actually went out into the battlefield because he thought it was a worthy war, and he won our independence, along with 56 signers, along with 3% of the population, 13 colonies. Okay, under God, and God blessed us. That's why George Washington put his hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution that were constructed during that particular time, and he promised to do so against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God, with his hand on the Bible at the end of his oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, he kisses the Bible. Okay? That's why politicians put their hand on the Bible. They didn't swear to uphold the laws of their favorite constitution or their unconstitutional parties. This is where the mainstream media who are guilty as HE double hockey sticks have created a system that does not exist in any sense of the word. Some people will say to me, Bradley, well, I've heard you talk 1,000 times about this. But the question that I have for you is, have you learned the lesson yet? See, if they have you caught up on Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you're missing the mark. You're on the wrong playing field because it doesn't exist. Listen carefully. This is George Washington. He said the alternate domination of one faction over another, that's what's been created. It's pro wrestling at its very worst, sharpened by the spirit of revenge. What is it, friends? Natural to party dissension, who's created it more than the mainstream media and the politicians, friends, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities. And he said it's a frightful despotism, but this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek the security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. Did you hear what he said? Of an individual. Do you remember, friends, that our forefathers threw off the tyrant across the pond? Why did they throw him off? Why did they throw him off? I'm asking the question. Because he would not be ruled by God. You know what the American people have done? They've taken on the new version of a tyrant king in the place of the one that set them free, and his name is Jesus Christ. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do sign up. Folks, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to show you the new VP that has been offered up to the American people. Hey, folks, you all excited about this? Another Zionist. Hey, if it's not Kristi Noem from South Dakota going to promote hate crimes in Israel, then you have none other than Ron DeSantis doing the same thing, going over to Israel and signing on to hate crimes as if to suggest that they're somehow the prime minister of Israel. Well, if it's not Donald Trump going, folks, then it's his new pick. Isn't this amazing, folks? People think this is good. They have no idea what they're up against. J.D. Vance said American hospitals are overwhelmed. It's time to take this seriously. As a start, let's fire thousands of nurses who refuse to get the vaccine. That will help. Well, how could it be otherwise, friends? The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree. Who calls himself the father of the vaccine? The one that allegedly picked him. Now, again, I don't want to get caught up into the game, because what I'm trying to do is I want people to unify themselves, because as I was just highlighting right now, the whole system of Joe Biden and Donald Trump and all the others that have been offered to us is all predicated on a lie. It does not constitutionally exist. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and highlight this, because when you think about it, what it comes down to is the lawgiver, the Lord, is the one that's being shunned in the place of people's favorite political idols. And that's where countries begin to fall. And this is what we're beginning to see. We're seeing Donald Trump. We're seeing all eyes on Donald Trump. The mainstream media is right there giving him all the attention that he needs. Joe Biden is the joke. But also keep in mind, this is the same mainstream media that tried to tell you that over 80 million people voted for Joe Biden. When all the while, we know that over 11 million followers on Twitter were completely contrived. Just like Barack Obama, there was 19 million. Just like Hillary Clinton, when 14 people showed up literally in Iowa to kick off her presidential campaign, they hid all of that information from the American people, but they wanted to legitimize her. Okay? Remember they found that she had 17 million fake followers? See, folks, they play by the rule book. That of Saul Alinsky, caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And how do they do it? They do it through deceptive manners and methods. And it's the same thing that they're doing with these two candidates. Now, let me tell you this. When you go to Ballotpedia presidential, you're going to find that there's over 1,000 other presidential candidates. Now, I was talking to Tim this morning, the show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com, his radio show in the morning. I was talking to him and I said, when I'm telling you this, I want you to stop and I want you to think about what I'm going to say to you next. There are over 1,000 other presidential candidates that you have not heard a word from. Not a peep. I can stop the show. We're done. I don't need to say anything else to you. Because if that doesn't convince you that they are driving the narrative, the best way to control the opposition is to drive it ourselves, is exactly what they're doing by giving you the two that they handpick, two wings to the same bird working for the same people, and that's exactly why the agenda continuously goes forward. Bradley, that's ludicrous. That's way out there. Here again, let's hold the facts. First of all, the presupposition is that God is. That our rights come from him, not the generosity of the state. Isn't it interesting how they put up these political candidates as if they're a bunch of kings? This isn't a monarchy, friends. No, the king in this country is King Jesus. We are premised upon common law, which, by the way, is premised and predicated upon what? God's Torah, the Decalogue. That's why when you go to the Supreme Court, that's why when you go to watch a politician give his oath or her oath, that's why when you go to a Capitol building throughout the United States, that's why when you read the preamble of any state in our union, it all acknowledges him as being the king. He is the lawgiver. He is the one that we submit to. I said to you right before the end of the last segment, friends, that the reason our forefathers threw off that tyrant across the pond was the number one reason was that he would not be ruled by God. That's what our forefathers threw off. That's why we have cups that say resistance to tyranny or tyrants is obedience to God. Who said that? Ben Franklin, John Adams, folks, all of the signers. Look at they appended their names to. Look at the parchment, the Declaration of Independence. What is it? Three quarters of it is what our forefathers would no longer put up with concerning the crimes of the political system in that government. And where did it all start? Because he would not submit to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's why the forefathers were waving the flag, appeal to heaven. Okay? Over 1,000 other presidential candidates that the mainstream media has not even peeped their names. If that doesn't help you understand how they are controlling the narratives, how they are putting up what they want to put up, and then they say to you, they have the audacity to say to you every single time, Well, are you going to vote Republican or are you going to vote Democrat? Are you going to vote for the good guy, the Republicans, right? That's how they're sold. Or are you going to vote for the bad guy, the Democrat? Neither one. Why? Because they're not the people's pick. That's the mainstream media's pick under the Mockingbird Media and the CIA Controls pick. These are the ones that are working for special interest group. And when you begin to look at the fruit that hangs on both of their branches, isn't it interesting? Just stop and think. Isn't it interesting how you hear one of the candidates, they'll condemn something before they're in office. Then you'll see the other candidate, he'll justify something until he's in office. And then once they get the opportunity to go into office, isn't it interesting that they both together advocate the same agenda? Well, some will say, Bradley, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. And one of the things that you don't want to do here is you don't want to presume. You don't want to presume that I'm saying something that I cannot back up because I can back up everything I'm saying to you. Now, it's interesting to me. Let's just go to Donald Trump just for a moment, okay? And I'm not playing the game. I'm trying to unify, but I'm just giving forth the truth. And I'm showing you that, again, that we are to judge men by what they do, not by what they say, okay? What I want you to understand is when I was talking to one of my friends today, and he's a friend of mine. Sincerely, he's a friend of mine. But we were talking about this, and he said, I disagree on certain issues. And it's like, okay, but what we need to agree with is the lawgiver, not man, not fallen man who is designed, who is put there in design of dividing the people one against another. And it's exactly what they're doing. So, for example, Donald Trump comes about and he sells himself as Make America Great Again, just like Ronald Reagan. And by the way, just that was the exact slogan of none other than Adolf Hitler. They're not going to come in office or before coming into office. They're not going to come in telling you that, listen, I work for special interest groups. I'm a devil. I'm a liar. I come to steal, kill, and destroy just like my father, John 10:10 or John 8:44. Yes, in that order. No, they come in as an angel of light because the Bible says they transform themselves. Satan transforms his ministers into the angel of light. Which individual has ever gotten to office by telling the people what they didn't want to hear? What American is going to vote for a guy that's going to destroy the freedoms that they have? I'm purposely saying nothing because I think you can honestly answer the question. So why people need to think, okay, well, Donald Trump is making America great again. Okay, so I highlighted the fact that I have right in front of me, Trump retweets video praising himself as the most, wait a second. Trump retweets video praising himself as the most pro-gay president in history. Americans, why don't you want to hear that? That's what I don't understand. What about this one? This is Judicial Watch's, while Donald Trump was selling to his people that were following him without questioning the lawgiver, without questioning Donald Trump, they questioned the lawgiver, they condemned the one that points the finger in telling you the truth, and they side with their political idol. That's why America's in trouble right there. Here's Judicial Watch. While Donald Trump was selling to the American people that he was building the wall, or he was going to build the wall, which, by the way, he didn't build one square inch. Folks, I'm friends with sheriffs on the border. We're friends with people that we've showed videos. We've showed you that he's done just the exact opposite as what he said he was going to do, like he does so often. But again, this is what I want you to see. While he was selling to the American people that he was going to build the wall, it's interesting that Judicial Watch actually reported, and good for them, U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. And here's the problem. They were the only ones to do it. We'll be right back in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody
in your
life. We're
going to be in Colorado next week.
Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You know, I don't understand. Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, think not that I, here, let me just, I want you to hear this, because the truth divides. Yes, indeed it does. But guess what? It also unifies to those that have ears and to those that have eyes to hear and see. And so when you look at 34, my bad. 34. What does it say? Going back to the lawgiver's word is what I'm doing right now. And when I go over to Matthew 10:34, what does it say? It says, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Folks, again, we have a different view of who Christ is. He's not walking around smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay. No, again, remember, his message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, it was Adrian Rogers that rightly said, it's better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. That's exactly right. It's a false peace. Folks, we're being sold Make America Great Again. We're being sold Donald Trump right now. They put him in the place of being the victim when in fact he is not. And I've highlighted this so many different ways. Now, I'm not talking about last Saturday's events, but I see posts all over the place where they're saying, you know, Donald is, look at how much he gave up. He didn't give up anything. He's gaining. Man, he's selling America down the river is what he's doing. He's playing the Judas to the American people. Why? Because they're caught up into the system that does not exist. If we hold to the King's word, we're going to make distinction, because when you're in the word, you have a different lens, man. He gives you understanding. He promised he would give you eyes to see and ears to hear by the Holy Spirit. And if you don't want to listen to that, then that's fine. You can get caught up into what you're getting caught up into. The more that you follow a man, which brings a curse, the more you're bringing the curse and you're hastening the curse upon yourselves by playing this two-party systems game. Folks, that's how they stay in business. Make yourself sheep. And the wolves will stay in business. One of the other things I wanted to highlight too as well, friends, is the conversation I was having with my friend earlier. And I want to add to it right now, if you don't mind. You know, one of the things that we were told by Donald Trump, by Alex Newman, was that Betsy DeVos signs onto globalist UN agenda under Donald Trump. What is it that we cannot understand about them pushing a global order? Wasn't it Donald Trump that said of Klaus Schwab, you're doing a great job here at the WEF, the World Economic Forum? That was him. Why? Because people don't know how to think outside of the box. Get out of the game and start to look at real contenders. And when you start to do that, you're going to see that, wait a second, these people are adhering back to the Constitution instead of the 10,000 policies that man continuously makes in upending our Constitution and, again, our God-given rights. Listen to what John Adams said. Listen carefully. He said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. What has happened, Americans? Hey, listen, I'm speaking to those that may have not heard what I'm sharing right now in hopes that you're going to get it. Because there's enough people online right now to share this information and wake others up to save the republic that God has bestowed upon us. I'm not talking about Bradley Dean's trying to save his own butt. No, that's not what I'm doing. I lost my life when I gave it to the Lord. He who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing right now because it's God's will that I do it, Romans 8:14, and it's for our posterity as we continuously find hope in the face of all that we deal with today. And I'm telling you, the way to do that is the hope is always found within the truth that's given unto you and how you respond to it. But if you keep giving yourself over unto this created political system to make lies sound truthful, you are defining that which means what? What does it define out to be, friends, when you keep doing the same things over and over and over again? Because America, in fact, is going around the mountain again. And for those that think things are going to get better, by the way, false prophet Mark Taylor just gave another word talking about how that God was going to restore. No. He has controlled opposition. You can mark my words. Furthermore, don't mark my words. Mark the words of the Lord. He's a false prophet. Everything about him is false. And people, you should know the difference concerning all the truth that you have been given in this country. We got to wake up to what's going on, and we got to get out of the game and the system that they play. How many people talk about how they're sick and tired of the establishment? If you're sick and tired of the establishment, then why do you keep playing the game by the rules of those that have created the establishment? Oh, and P.S., it all firstly started in the church. Once again, the responsible party, I'm calling them out. We have to take responsibility and right the wrongs here. Numbers 32:23. Let me go back to John Adams, and I'm going to make another point. John Adams said, volume 9, page 511, on October 2nd of 1780, he said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders, and concerting measures in opposition to each other, pro wrestling at its very worst. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. What system has been put up, friends? Just that system. The very system that we have been warned to beware of is the system that's been in play. And furthermore, those that are a part of the system know all the well what they're doing. They don't realize the end of it. They don't realize what they're doing. They think they're getting one over on everybody. Listen, fool me once, shame on you, right? Fool me twice, shame on me. I want to remind all the bad guys, because I know that they monitor everything I do and say here. Hey, you can lie to the people some of the time and get away with it. You can lie to all the people all of the time and get away with it. But the fact of the matter is, you'll never get away with lying before God, because you'll be held accountable for every single idle word that you utter. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Proverbs 19:9. They set up a system to make gain of the people. Americans, you're being spoiled by your own people. I told Tim this morning when we were having that conversation that I told you about earlier, I told him, I said, we're doing this to ourselves every step of the way. And the Judases that have been put in place, they're happily doing it, because right now they're extracting the profit of the spoilage of the American people. And that's only temporary. It's only temporary. But the point is, it's happening today because people are playing along with the game. Somebody just said, you know, it's the deep state doing some of this. Nope, there you've been lied to again. Can somebody tell me what the deep state is? Somebody define deep state for me. Because when I look at the fruit of, let's just go back to the administration they're trying to put back into play right now. I just want you to see this for yourself, okay? It's nothing more than trying to unify the people with the truth by showing you the error of those that are playing the game, okay? Now, I'm trying to find this one. It's called Scratches the Surface, and it's tons of links that I have concerning the truth of the matter when it comes to the one that's been sold to the American people as the guy that's going to make America great again. Now, where are you at? I'm still looking for this one. And I need you to see it for yourself, so lest you put words into my mouth, because it's not me that has said it in any sense of the word, right? Okay, it's not that one. I'm going to go back to the next one. Not that one. Okay, I believe that's... Oh, no, here it is. Okay, so he sells himself as making America great again. Okay, this bothers me that you're being lied to, and it bothers me that they have the audacity to lie to us. But he sells himself as, Donald Trump sells himself as the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which makes absolutely zero sense. No sense at all. Did you know that Planned Parenthood increased in support from the government stealing your tax dollars? Did you know that increased $650 million under Donald Trump? So what he was telling you was in fact untrue. Just like so many other things. Same thing, remember when he was going to prosecute Hillary Clinton because of all the lies, and then 41 seconds into it, he said that America owes Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean, if you couldn't figure it out right there, okay. But see, I got to say this too. I have deeper ties than what I'm sharing with you right now, because I know what I'm telling you is true. Let's go back to what I said earlier. Someone just said it's the deep state doing it. No, it's not. There is no deep state. Who is the deep state? Because it wasn't the deep state that passed the murder of innocent babies in the womb, was it? No, it was the politicians. It wasn't the deep state that passed where two men and two women can now get married, which has never been in the history of mankind. Nope, it's been your politicians that have done that. It's not the deep state stealing away your money. No, it's been under the guise of your representatives working for special interest groups. So who's doing all the dirty deeds? The politicians are. Who's supporting the sodomites in this country more than the guy they're trying to put back in the office right now that just tweeted that he's the gayest president in American history? Folks. There's no deep state. It's the politicians doing all of this. And what's sad about it is they're doing this in the light of day, and the American people see it. And see, you've been taught to be mad at this guy and love this guy over here. That's pro wrestling at its very worst. And one of the things I've shared with you is how many times I did a whole piece on the circus of politics on all these WWF, these pro wrestlers, how they're arch enemies in the face of the people, selling to tickets to the people, making billions of dollars literally off the fact that they know that what's being played out on the stage is completely fake. But the arch enemies on stage are best of friends behind closed doors. You better know that that's exactly what's happening in the world of politics. I'm not saying in every given scenario, but I can tell you right now, it's the same people controlling both of the puppeteers that are being offered to the American people. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to put you to the test, okay?
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children.
Remember, guys, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. I know I reiterate that quite a bit, but it's important that I do again. There is no left.
At the Sons of Liberty, we
that's what people don't understand. There is no such thing as a left.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin
Schultz. Double Donna, you're exactly right.
My personal recommendation.
They don't, that's right. They don't want to be challenged in their worldly theologies. Not at all.
Critically important to the
and they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. That's what sickens me. Don't call yourself a patriot, which means to uphold dying laws. Don't call yourself a conservative, which means to preserve, which all are extracted from Christ.
Since October,
don't call yourself a Christian in any sense of the word if you're not going to stand for what Christ died for. We live unto him who died for us, friends. 2 Corinthians 5:15.
Now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that
who's seen anti-Semitism? Folks, this is like the whole, this is the media doing it again. What do you mean anti-Semitism?
D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting
what does that mean, say Daz? Or say DZ? What are you saying?
7-4-7-1-4. With over 10 million members,
you guys are all so smart. I mean, if anybody understood you beside you, that would be fantastic. I mean, it just sounds like a bunch of mumble jumble.
Documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion.
Here's a page right here with, let's see, how many pages do we have on this? These are all videos concerning the issues that we deal with. There is 11 pages filled with pages of videos that we have put together bringing about biblical and constitutional resolve to every issue that we deal with. At least the ones that we could get to within 11 pages. Cool. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Okay, now I'm being told, friends, you know, last week we're on a new platform. It's called BBSRadio.com. GCN went down, so we're on BBSRadio.com out of Texas. And in the process, we were just going to put up phones so we can get callers in. And what happened? 5 a.m. last week, a hurricane goes through the state, the city of Houston or Austin. And in the process, we lost everything for 3 days. So we're working on it. I was told today, it looks like tomorrow, that's where I'm going to hold it, okay? You know how that works in ministry. It's bittersweet, and it doesn't always... folks, in ministry, you have to put forth 3 times the effort than the natural man does. When people say that they're going to become a Christian and just go with the flow, it's like you have got it completely backwards. You better get inside of that canoe and go upstream and put the paddles and start working it, because it is rolling the rock forward, rolling Zion forward. on so many different ways. Jesus equated it as to a plow. He said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Okay, so I kind of highlighted some, just the tip of the iceberg concerning what's going on. I want to say this from my experience. Most of the people that I've had on this program over the last 20 years that call themselves politicians that represent the people, they don't know the Constitution. I've shared the story with you concerning the woman that was a senator for 6 years in South Dakota when I was preaching, and I asked her in front of the whole congregation, how many times have you read the Constitution? She said she never read it once. That is prevalent, okay? Talking about the presidents, when's the last time you heard a president talk about our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4? Nope. The last one to actually talk about it was Ronald Reagan. Every president said president of corporate America, 1871. Do your homework. Interestingly enough, they keep talking about our democracy. We are not a democracy. They're only doing what the teleprompter tells them to do and say. Outside of that, look how they talk. They fumble. That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Oh my goodness, that's exactly where we're at. Let me finish my last point, and then we're going to make another point here, okay? How does the deep state, just going to put a question to you, and then we're going to move on. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They cannot. Hey, folks, if you want to keep playing the game, in listening to the mainstream media, again, that you don't believe in, I got to tell you, for me, it's very difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. Because you are being ensnared. The Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And that's exactly where we're at. And it's like you got guys like me, rare as hen's teeth, pointing back to the documentation of who we are and what it is that we're supposed to be. And yet people keep going back like a dog to their vomit. Really? How do you do that? I mean, are you looking at your kids? You say you love the truth until somebody tells you the truth, and then you get mad at him? I mean, it's folks, you know what that is? I'm being rewarded evil for the good that I bring. King David said in Psalm 109, verse 5, he said, I'm hated for my love. I'm trying to get you set free. And the only one that can make you free is John 8:32. His name is Jesus Christ. And I got to give you this. You guys have all heard of Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. She was a slave for a lot of years of her life until she decided to break out of her slavery. What did she do when she was freed up? She went back to plantations down south, and she started to get other people to break away from their masters, their carnal masters. The end of her life, she was asked the question, is it true that you set thousands of slaves free? She said, yes, but I would have set thousands more free only if they would have known that they were slaves. You got to understand what's being done here, folks. I'm trying to bring you and trying to get you to think outside of the box that the mainstream media keeps trying to put you back. They're corralling the people is what they're doing. And really what they are is they're corralling the sheep that don't think for themselves. That's why, again, we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, there's truth in everything we're saying here, okay? I want you to listen to this. When you look at Article 6, Section 2, what does it say of the Constitution? It's called the Supremacy Clause. Listen carefully as to what it says. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. And anything in this Constitution or laws be otherwise, it's null and void. Folks, do you know how many policies have been created that have ensnared you? They're forging your chains that are wrapped around you on a daily basis that have no constitutional authority whatsoever. In other words, they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them, right? What about Article 2, Section 3? Well, what does it say of the U.S. Constitution? I need you to hear this, okay? It says that he shall receive ambassadors and other ministers, and he shall take care that the laws that are in the books be faithfully executed, and shall commission all other officers of the United States of America. Hey, folks, when we all obey the same laws, we're going to be made free. Remember Charles D. Montesquieu? He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. You're listening to cronies. You're listening to the clowns in the circus of politics. You're listening to politicians, not statesmen. There's a big difference. When you hear the word politician, that's a slang word. People disrespect them. Why? Because they've deserved it. They've earned it. And what have the American people been accustomed to? What have they been desensitized to do now? When somebody actually stands up and does their job and points their finger at the law, like a Bradley Dean, like right now, pointing the finger at the Lord, saying that's who you said you would obey, right? And not this corrupt politician who's trying to undermine your Christian constitutional heritage. And you get mad at me for that? Whoa. Read John 7:7. Jesus said the world's going to hate you for loving on them. John 15. Bad place to put yourself, Americans. Let me do this, and then I'm going to put you to the test really quick. Listen to this carefully. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. We all have the same constitution, and it's only one. When you read Ephesians 4, what does it say? Well, when I go to Ephesians 4, it tells me something that's very important for all of us to listen to. And what is that? It tells us that there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And this is what you need to hear. What preceded that? Verse 3, chapter 4 of Ephesians, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So as long as we're unified under the umbrella of who we are, not what the establishment wants us to be, guess what? The enemy is going to expose himself at every given turn. And if you knew the Word of God and you knew the Constitution, I can tell you right now, you'd be my biggest cheerleader right now for highlighting what our forefathers established as unto we the people in this country. Now, I've done this before, but I want to put you to the test real quick, okay? There's three candidates. I'm going to highlight them quickly. I want you to pick the next president of the United States. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologers. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be the next president of the United States of America? Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every night. Do you want him to be the president? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. Do you want him to be the next world leader or the president? Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Because candidate A was Franklin D. Roosevelt. He was a communist. Okay. Candidate B was Winston Churchill. The world has sold you that he's a good guy. Hey, folks, scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. They were all trying to establish a new world order out of what? World War II, because it failed during World War I under the League of Nations. And then who did they pick? Candidate C. If you picked candidate C like most did, you picked none other than Adolf Hitler. How do you think they're going to sell the next candidate to you, Americans? And don't put words into my mouth. I'm just giving you this analogy and putting you to the test to see what you're made out of. Because again, let me go back full circle to what I said halfway throughout the show. When you're in the Word of God, the Lord gives you a different lens. He gives you an ability to discern what others are blind to and deaf to. And the only people that are taking the time to go to the Word of God are those that care about what He has to say. And those that don't, well, they'll just take it for somebody else's words, namely their favorite politician. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.